The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomer's in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
You know, during our first segment, Carol called. She followed up last week's call. Squirrels are still a problem. But she also had a question about berry plants.
We're going to introduce you to autumn flowering crocus. That's right, fall flowering crocus you plant now. We'll tell you all about it in our second segment.
And Elizabeth called the hotline and has a lawn disease problem and an overabundance of mosquitoes. I hear you. We'll tell you all about it in our third segment.
Our friend Harold from Staten Island called and is looking for a system for holding his pitcher plants. Listen in during our fourth segment.
Finally, our What's Bugging You segment is all about crickets. It's this time of year when Jiminy Crickets gets annoying. We'll tell you how to quiet things down in our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons, in a gallon of water. The best part is, Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So, the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best-looking plants in the neighborhood.
Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville, do it best. Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, last week we had a lot of fun with Carol's call.
Yes, we did.
And she noted it this week. Uh-huh. She has squirrel problems, but she also asked about raspberry and blackberries. Listen to this week's call to the hotline.
Hello again. This is Carol DeNicio. I was just listening to the radio, and I heard my question about my fruit trees and everything. Thank you for publicizing it. Now, I might not be as effusive as that Elizabeth, I think her name was, about how wonderful you are, but you are very good. I really enjoy you, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I understand. As far as you had questioned, if I use the Repelzol, how much? Often. I put it on often, and I kept expanding the amount that I put under the tree and the distance. First, I just put it around maybe a foot, and they were still eating, and they put it around more. And one day, you know, like I was had it around the perimeter of the whole drip line. And one day, I was looking at my window in the morning, and I see this little bugger comes running across the grass, jumps from like about 3 feet away from the tree, hooks onto the tree trunk about 2-3 feet up. So I'd have to sprinkle the whole lawn, I guess, to get them to stay away. But anyway, that was a disappointment. And of course, you know, now you talked about mint. I have a vegetable garden, small vegetable garden too, and I have so much mint, like it grows like a wildfire, and it's all around there, and that's where I plant part of my, you know, food garden and corn. Well, they love corn. And no matter what I do, I sprinkle cinnamon, I sprinkle hot peppers, I have the mint, I have everything else. They eat all the corn. Now, I wasn't going to even plant it this year because it's frustrating as heck, but I thought, oh, I'll give it a shot. So I had maybe 10 stalks of it or something like that. They're just starting to get the cord cobs like formed. So I'm just waiting for the onslaught. So I don't know. I guess the squirrels are smarter than we are, and they have figured it out. And I tried everything possible. So I guess I just said, but I want to say one thing. My blueberry bushes were wonderful this year. I mean, they're always wonderful, but usually the birds and the squirrels eat them. This year I had tons and tons. So maybe they switched. I don't know. And then my blackberry bushes were good. I have a question. On my raspberry bushes, they're only a couple years old, and I only got a few, like a handful of raspberries, where my blackberries are like hundreds of them and the blueberries. But is there anything different about raspberries? Don't they produce as much or whatever? They were delicious, but only like about a handful of them. Okay, and I do love you guys.
There we go.
So thanks again for all your advice. So long.
Wow, that's great.
Carol, I'll speak for myself. I am a weak man, and I can fall for flattery in a minute.
Yeah, we love her too.
Yes, we do. You know what I'm thinking? She spread it around on the drip line. She was using the granulars.
Oh.
Doesn't it sound like? Carol, if you were using the granular Repelzol, there is a liquid spraying the tree. I'm just saying, give it a shot.
Yeah,
if you were using the granules, I can see where that would have been a problem. Yeah. In a small, lower to the ground vegetable garden, yeah, that would work. But something like a tree, you know, not likely.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
Professor Steve came in
during
that week, and he heard this that episode, and he said, "Oh, you know, what's the matter with you folks? You know, I feed my squirrels, you know, and he's like." This is like a pet? What's going on here?
Well, it's a wild pet.
Yeah, it's a wild pet. Yeah. So I said, you know, Steve, you know, they're invading our gardens.
That's right.
You know?
They're destructive.
It's destructive, yes.
Yeah. Steve, you're listening. I know you are.
Yeah. He's always listening.
Oh, come on. Destroyed two of my bird feeders.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, in the morning, they wake me up because they're running on top of the roof.
Oh, man. I hear them wake you up.
I mean, it sounds like there's a horse race going on. Anyway, as long as they stay out of my fireplace, I'm fine.
Okay.
A lot of people do feed them.
Yeah, they do feed them.
But I don't know. Carol wouldn't particularly like that because she already is.
Yeah, she is.
So liquid Repelzol.
I think that would.
That reapplied every couple of weeks.
Yeah, that would probably be.
Have a heart trap. Yeah. Relocate them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
teach perfect. Them how to swim. I didn't say that. Relocate them to a nice place.
Different area, yeah.
You know.
That way they only get used to it.
Yeah, we can't really advocate that. But, you know, be an advocate for that just simply because we can't on the radio.
Yeah.
But we can. So, anyway.
Right.
glad to hear about the blueberries.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome. Nothing better than having a crop full of blueberries.
Yeah, I love that.
The new varieties of blueberries, that dwarf variety that looks almost like the size of a miniature boxwood.
Right. Yeah, people are using them for, you know, inner landscapes.
Yep, they're mixed use.
Yes, they are.
Getting down to the corn in your squirrels, it's time for a scarecrow. It's the season. And that instead of stuffing something with an old plaid shirt, I have a suggestion, is that you take it, make it almost would look like a line for, like, say, where you would dry your clothes on or something like that.
Yeah.
But you hang from it two different options. One, do you have any old CDs? I know I do.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I have, let's see, I know there's some Rod Stewart CDs that I had one time. There's a bunch of Jackson 5 CDs.
No kidding.
Wow. Yes, they have not. I don't know if I even know where a CD player is anymore. But the thing is that if you put them and hang them from that line above where the corn is or above where anything is and that they're shiny, and that they move with the wind, it acts like a scarecrow. Uh-huh. Now, the old-time ways that it used to be done, you used a pie plate, where you would use the pie plates, and you still can. And that where that pie plate moving and spinning spooks the squirrels enough that keeps them out. Now, again, you have pretty aggressive squirrels, so maybe, you know, look, you know, a carnival ride. But still, for those of you that have, you know, minor issues with squirrels, using those CDs also will keep the birds out from the birds getting into the corn.
Or the blueberries, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it's hanging the CDs so that it almost makes them mobile. So where it will spook them enough.
Oh,
and, you know, really, you're going to listen to the CDs anymore.
Yeah, right. <You know? laughs> It's almost like an art form, the way you're telling it.
Yeah,
like,
it is. It's
really pretty.
Yeah, and that it's iridescent in the sun.
Yeah,
so it reflects
cool.
the sun and it gives them a little something
pretty creative,
look
Mr.
out
Leonard.
For. Well, I've seen it done, and I've seen it been successful. So
how about that?
Another opportunity. I don't know if it's
going to
work
awesome.
In the trees, but it certainly will work around the garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Blackberries, simply more aggressive. They are faster growing, and there aren't as many varieties as there are in raspberries. Raspberries, there are dwarf varieties. There's thornless varieties. But sometimes, again, you said it's 2 years old. Production will catch up, but depending on what the variety is that you planted, it may be behind because, again, blackberries are just weeds.
They
actually grow so fast.
Yeah, they are.
Just keep pruning them a little bit, the raspberries, and then it'll fill out and it'll catch up.
Yeah, I used to have raspberries and then you had to trim them up and, you know, clean them up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you had to do. Blackberries. I mean, I've got wild blackberries. Can't stand them.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. They're intertwined in a forsythia hedge and I'm not going in to clean them out. Yeah. Not doing it.
Oof. You're right.
So, in any case, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. And I, you know, we identify with your squirrel problem.
Oh,
at least
sure.
I do. I mean,
we do that.
It just, they are aggressive rodents.
They are.
Yeah. And again, have a heart trap. Right. You'll be making several trips out to the country to you know, take them, you know, like you do with, you know, where the kids wonder, where did the dog go?
Oh.
You know, it's like, oh, it's on a farm somewhere.
That's where
that's you can do with the squirrels. Anyway.
Keep them away.
Away.
Way.
All right. So, Julio, as far as your garden, you have a wooded section behind your house, right?
No, I got a weeded.
No. Between the properties.
There's a house right behind me.
Is it? I thought you had a section like where it was a little wooded a little bit.
No, that's been gone already. They took that away. Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. Because again, that's where, you know, it's the squirrels run tree to tree, you know, so that's one thing.
Yeah, that's
but
that could be happening. That's probably happening to Carol.
It probably is.
Jumping from, you know, tree to tree.
And that, like, you know, and they tell all their buddies, you know, it's
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Smorgasbord at
oh,
Carol's
yeah,
house. We've got corn, we've got pears, we've got plums, we got blueberries, raspberries.
Yeah.
Come on in.
You know, Carol is pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, she has all these fruits and corn. You know, that's amazing. She good is. Job, Carol.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's it.
We're pretty impressed.
I am. I certainly am. Yeah. We'll be right back in the garden with Naked Ladies right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Coast of Maine's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hearty vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Coast of Maine's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Coast of Maine, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores:
Marlowe's, Seagirt, New Jersey; Espenshade's Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Monton, Pennsylvania; Ashcombe's Farm and Greenhouse, Mechanicsburg, PA.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Len, you know, crocuses don't only flower in the spring.
No, which... they don't. What's the matter, Julio? You're turning red.
Oh, I know, I am. We're going to talk about the autumn flowering crocuses. Now, that... they aren't actually crocuses at all. Let us explain this. Yeah, so. You know, when I first sat down yesterday and you said, we're going to talk about fall flowering crocuses, I just sat there and I looked at you and I go, what?
Right?
I forgot all about those.
And you looked at me even more puzzled when I said, yeah, we're going to talk about naked ladies.
Yeah, that's right. I said, what?
Hey, it's a family show.
It is a family. We're ready. What, Glenn?
But, you know, we went back to Dr. Armitage's great book about how plants get their names.
Right.
And the title of the book is Of Naked Ladies and Forget-Me-Nots. Autumn flowering crocus in some parts of the country are called naked ladies.
How about that?
But... again, this is a family show.
That's right. But there's a reason for that, isn't
there? There is. Where any plant or many plants that don't have any leaves and that come up. Like there's a resurrection lily is one of the things that is mentioned. But like this crocus that is planted now from a bulb, that it comes and it's just flowers. It's no leaves. The leaves come at a different time, later. It just almost looks like this. It's like somebody just peeled off all the leaves from a flower and just stuck it in the ground.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like.
Uh-huh. It does.
So these autumn flowering crocus, that's what they do, that you plant them and that they'll come up and they'll just look like, again, just long-stemmed flowers.
That's it.
No leaves.
Ah.
And Julio, I know you were practicing the name because yes, it's not actually a crocus, and Julio always gets my spelling correct or my pronunciation.
Phonetics.
My pronunciation, phonetics, that's right. All right, so how do you actually say what it is?
Okay, it's the spelling, phonetic spelling is colchicum. Colchicum.
Colchicum.
Right.
Okay.
Pretty
all
awesome.
Right, colchicum. And again, there are a couple of different varieties. Like you'll see fall crocuses, but it's also known as meadow saffron. Mm-hmm. Because that's where saffron comes from.
Yeah.
Saffron, if anybody knows, that saffron is very expensive, and there's a reason. You said your mom used to cook with saffron.
Yep, she did.
Right?
Yep, she threw it in her, when she was making her rice.
Yeah?
She threw a little bit in there.
Wow.
Give it a little bit of taste.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Where, again, it comes from the center of the flowers. Now, some look identical to the traditional fall crocus, but not in yellows. Most of the colors are in a pink or a purple or even a white, and their flowers are much bigger, and that they look a little more like lily. Not lily, like that's not a good expression. More like an aster, like maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, see, that's not even good either.
Yeah.
You can tell that it's a bulb.
Yeah,
but it has. The flowers are a little more wild, where you look at a spring crocus, you know, and it's that cup flower with stamen that are yellow and very organized. The autumn flowering is a little more freeform. And I guess the flower, like some of the, there's a white variety that's called water lily. So it almost looks like a water lily type flower.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. And again, it's. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And that word, I guess it's more open.
More open than the actual crocuses that we have in the spring.
Right, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are
beautiful, and they're a little taller.
A little tall, yeah, that's nice.
And that each bulb will produce probably about anywhere from like 1 to 10 stalks of these flowers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and that they'll be anywhere 4 to 6 inches tall. And again, it lasts for about 2 weeks, but the best part is it's fresh.
Yes.
It's as fresh. Your annuals are dying back and getting that lazy, you know, yellowish summer, late summer, early fall color, they're just looking tired. All of a sudden you have this new, and even your perennials get that way.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden now you have this fresh bloom of something unique and it looks really different.
Yeah.
Really, really different. Now,
it's awesome.
The way that this works, so flowers, now, you plant the bulb now. The flowers come up in about 3 weeks.
Pretty fast.
Yeah. About 3 weeks or I'm going to say or so, just so we don't say. Mine took 4, you know.
That's right.
And that, so again, and then they will go and then die back down. And then you might see some leaves before we get to the really cold weather, but it will send up some strap-like leaves in the spring that are there only for a short time, and then they go dormant. You may think, it's like, oh, man.
What happened? It died?
It's dead. I have a brown thumb. But it's really just dormant, and it needs that. That's their cycle that they need, where other bulbs, like, for instance, pretty soon we're going to be talking about planting your tulips and daffodils and such, and that where they need to have that vernalization period of cold, okay, so do these crocus, but it's almost in reverse, where they need it to, they'll flower now, So that you, they're almost like forced into bloom now, and then they'll go through it during the summer. Right. So it's opposite. It's so opposite. Vernalization necessarily might not be always cold. So again, it goes through that period because it needs that, because it needs to get that energy back into the bulb. The leaves are producing food that's going back into the bulb. And then those autumn flowering crocus will bloom again in the following September, early October. Mm-hmm. I'm planting them. This is one of the first years we've had them.
Yes.
And I think it's because people think they're regular crocus. You know, that they're like, you know, right. How you see sometimes you'll force tulips into bloom,
right.
You know, at
right.
a different time.
Uh-huh.
This is a completely different
uh-huh.
animal. It's
different,
not
totally.
True crocus, yeah. But it's called that way because it has similarities to the crocus flower. Right. And again, it's colchicum.
Colchicum, yep.
And you don't really need to know that.
Yeah.
Just if you go to your local garden center, ask them if they have any autumn flowering crocus.
Right.
Some places may look at you funny, and they'll bring you to the spring flowering crocus, and you're like, go ahead, roll your eyes and say, I heard on Bloomers in the Garden that there's autumn flowering crocus.
Oh, yeah, that's not the right ones.
Those guys really know what they're talking about.
That's right.
But don't be hard on them. No. Don't be hard on them just because they don't always sell that well. Mm-hmm. They don't always sell that well because most people are confused with what they are.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, you can go right by these and think, oh, yeah.
Oh, crocus, look, they're the ones for,
that's right.
You know, you plant them in the autumn and they bloom in the spring. No,
nope.
These will flower this autumn.
How awesome is that?
It's so awesome. You can plant them under trees where a lot of times the leaves on the trees are not out when the leaves on the crocus are producing the flowers. So when those leaves are out, on the autumn flowering crocus in early spring, the leaves on the trees are not out yet, so it can get the sunlight that it requires in order to power up that bulb so it'll produce the flowers.
Yeah, there you go.
Did anybody understand that? I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I did. That was pretty good.
Yep.
So again, light's not too much of an issue. It could do a full day sun, half day sun, or even like I said, where you're kind of fudging it with the deciduous trees.
Oh yeah,
it just looks very different and very unique. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful that you don't put it in a wet area because the bulbs can rot, and that's actually from a corm, which is type of bulb. That you just want to be careful that you're not putting it in a wet area.
Wet. Yeah.
I was excited because I wanted to plant them in a container. But I have some containers that are self-watering. They stay a little wet. I'm a little concerned that I would end up, that they would rot. I think I'm still going to try it, see how it works,
right?
And then see what happens next year if they come back. But I've got a container that has Pentacetum rubrum in it, nice grass, and it has its foxtails in it. But it also has some tired-looking sunflowers, which I'm ripping those out. And I need to replace them with something. There's some verbena in there that just doesn't, you know, it looks tired. I think that it also that there's some, let me see, what is it? It is, there's some petunias in there. The petunias look okay still, but like the verbena, they're shot. They're got that autumn, like, all right, I'm an annual, put me to bed. But, you know, I'm done, rip me out. Like, I did my thing. And they did. They look great. This is all of a sudden, you know, I think I do these things to impress the mailman. You know, where it's right by it's right by the steps. So that when you go in and you see them, it's like, wow, well, that's something different. I love coming to this house.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, anyway,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop their mail on the ground anymore. Anyway, so in fertilizer, if you just put a little bit of bone meal or a spoma
bulb tone
when you plant them, that's going to help them also. So
beautiful.
Just do that anytime you plant your bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to add, Julio?
Oh, I just like the fact that it's a totally different crocus, you know, and you're
unique.
Gonna have
it's unique.
It is unique, yeah. And you know, you think about this and you go, wow, you know, what a great option.
I just like saying naked ladies.
Yeah. Well, folks,
I'm telling you, everybody, if you want a good read of Naked Ladies and Forget-Me-Nots by Alan Armitage, it is a fun book and stories of different plants and how they got their names. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like, well, what? How did Queen? Why do they say Queen Anne's lace? I don't understand Queen Anne's lace and where it actually there's a center of the flower that has a little black speck,
right?
And like how that Queen Anne used to wear a white collar, big white collar, made her head look small. You know, that's where that got its name. Right. And like, what's a pink?
Right.
Yeah,
Dr. A is. You want to let them know who Dr. A is, Ellen?
No. Tula, you know, go. We need to get him on the show again.
Yeah, we do. He's a great plantsman. His specialty is really perennials, you know, and he was a plants person, and he went to college, and he taught all about the perennials.
A professor of Armitage at Armitage. I'm getting his name mixed up.
Right.
Where he was a professor at University of Georgia, and that he was a speaker, and he's got a number of books, ultimate, you know, perennial Bible.
Yeah, really.
So, again, this is of Naked Ladies and Forget-Me-Nots, the story behind the common names of some of our favorite plants.
Yes.
So, it's a fun read.
It is.
Quick read, too.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll be right back in the garden with Elizabeth right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide contains bifenthrin, which is a highly recommended product to control the spotted lanternfly. Available as both a ready-to-use and a concentrate, they are a water-based, low-odor, non-staining insecticide formulation. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used indoors or outdoors. It provides up to 4 months residual control indoors and up to 6 weeks residual control outdoors. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide kills a wide variety of insects, including fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, spiders, earwigs, crickets, and grasshoppers. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used around the perimeter of the home, on lawns, trees, shrubs, flowers, and even vegetables. So, the next time you visit your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide and expect to have the best-looking plants and landscape in the neighborhood.
Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. One of our favorite ladies, Elizabeth, called the hotline, and she's seeing spots, and she's being bugged by mosquitoes. Here, listen to her call.
Hi, Len and Julio. Thank you so much for your program. So educational. You're so informative and helpful. I called the other day. I'll leave a message again.
I'm gonna cry.
My name's Elizabeth.
She is sweet as...
I was wondering if you can help me with a couple problems, but mainly... I'll just say this right now. Have problem with poison ivy. I was wondering if you could tell me how to go about ridding it. And mosquitoes and brown patches in the grass and a couple other things. Thank you. God bless you and all your endeavors and your families.
She got them all.
I know.
She got them all. And Brett.
And Brett, too, yeah.
I tell you, Elizabeth, it is a joy to have you call each.
Yeah.
You know, when you do, it's it basically is an honor for us.
It is.
Yeah. We answered the poison ivy question last week.
We did.
We've been trying to get a hold of you, but your voicemail is full.
No,
I wonder why. You know, nice lady like nice this, lady. So popular. I mean,
right, that's what's going on. Huh?
So we're going to keep trying.
There we are.
But brown patch, it's a perfect name for it because that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And that it starts off with smaller patches in your lawn, and they kind of fill in and grow larger. Simple cure, just going to use a disease control. The best one is going to be the disease control that is from Bonide. Right. It's Infuse. It will work and prevent disease, but also will cure disease. And the best part is it's a systemic, so it works in the plant system.
Oh, that's great.
And it's just go ahead and go to your local garden center, pick that up. And again, it's called Infuse by Bonide. Mm-hmm. Clean it up. It's going to take some time, but it will encourage some of the new growth to fill in. Mm-hmm. And it's what happens during the summer. Like we've had such a dry, and then all of a sudden we get a deluge, and that disease is happy when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
But our lawns are not because they're stressed so much, and then they get too much water that they can't absorb it fast enough.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes. Well, you were saying, you went out and
I got bit all over.
Oh, me too.
My whole arms were over.
And with it being so dry, I can't figure it out.
I don't either.
But did you know mosquitoes are attracted to when we exhale?
Oh, yeah.
That's how they find where we are.
So can't breathe.
Bonide Mosquito Beater. It kills and repels mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the one that you need to use. Also, if it's an outdoor area where it's confined or it's a small area, if you just set up a fan, like a box fan, they can't fly very well. So if you go and have that air movement, that's going to do a pretty good job of getting them out of that area.
Oh, wow. That's a great deterrent.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you want to make sure that there's a very similar name of the mosquito beater. There's one that's just a repellent. You do not want that. You want the one that will kill and it lasts for up to 4 weeks.
That's good.
I'd probably do it every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But again, the moving the air around is going to keep them from getting onto your arms and your legs. Oh my gosh, I had welts all over me.
You
know, I try to sit out back, and it's in the dark, and it's like all of a sudden I felt like I was a magnet. And it's like there's three like on my arm, and then there's two on the other side. It's like what the heck is going on?
they love you.
Yeah. So, and if you've got any like bird bass or any standing water,
there's another one.
You need to get rid of that because that's where they're breeding. They can breed and lay eggs in something as small as a bottle cap.
It doesn't take much.
Do those two products. And you'll be golden. Go to your local garden center. Let them know that you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden. And these two products infuse for the disease control. And you're going to want to use Mosquito Beater, not just the repellent, but the one that also will kill the mosquitoes as well.
There you go.
All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomer's Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomer's carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomer's experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomer's Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants, and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Ed, you know, our buddy Harold called from Staten Island.
Harold.
Yes, sir.
Harold. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I know. We haven't heard from him. But, you know, he had an engineering question, not a plant question. So, well, it's okay. No?
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, we can handle it all.
Yes, we can.
Here, listen to his call.
Hi, Julio. This is Harold Kozak from Staten Island again. If you remember, a few months ago, I had a problem with my Nepenthes pitcher plant.
Chicken liver.
Not producing enough pitches. Well, now I've got three of them, and they are producing loads of pitches. My problem is this. Is there any kind of device that you know of in garden shops that's like a pole with bars on it where I could hang hanging baskets on one pole at different levels so that all of these pitchers hang straight down and can face either natural or artificial light? Because right now I've got them in pots on boxes, and they're kind of elevated up and on the boxes, and I'd rather get them all on some kind of a hanging device so that the hanging baskets will allow these pitchers to all hang down in the same direction. Appreciate any advice you can give me on that. Thanks again. Bye-bye, and see you in the garden.
He knows our phrase.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Harold.
Oh, gosh.
My thoughts, okay, if you came to Bloomers, you would see that along our fence, we have hooks that are attached to an aluminum fence where poles are suspended between the hooks, and that holds our hanging baskets around the perimeter of Bloomer's color section. Now, you can do that same thing with shepherd's hooks, okay, and shepherd's poles. Now, those of you who have hanging baskets and know what a shepherd's pole is, where it's a could be anywhere from 34 inches up to 84 inches, and there are some where the heads, where the hanging baskets connect to, where you can put two on one,
mm-hmm.
and they're at different levels. So you'll have one that's maybe a foot lower than the other.
Nice.
Now, if Harold, if you do that, now, see, we've talked to Harold plenty, but we don't know where he grows. Does he have like a smaller greenhouse, or are they inside his home?
Inside, yeah.
We don't know, but here's a suggestion: is taking a half barrel or taking something where if you're not in a windy issue because wind is a big thing that'll move these things around. If you put the poles and their base into concrete, and therefore that's what holds them when you have them inside, so you don't have to try to get them into the soil, and you may not have soil. where you suspend the, you use like a galvanized, like a half inch galvanized pipe, and you suspend it from each hook. And it could be, you know, you're probably going to get 4 feet, maybe a little bit longer. You know, you just don't want to go crazy because it can, but if you put too many baskets on it, the weight can go and make it that pipe bend. So you just put in, you know, you can always add an additional. So you have two of these concreted in shepherd's poles, and that you have, you know, you just, if you need to make it bigger, you add another one. So now you have, you know, two sections, and that will hold them. It'll also keep them spaced out enough to where one isn't shading the other. And that if it requires you to maybe rotate every once in a while so that it's getting more sun from one side or the other, it's easy to do. It's easy to do. And it gets a lot of air circulation, so you're not going to worry about any disease issues. But again, it's using the offset shepherd's pole and then taking a pipe, galvanized works best for us, where it goes from, suspends from one hook to the next hook, and you're going to use two because they're going to be offset. And then that way you could, in 4 feet, you could easily put eight hanging baskets easy. And, yeah, and again, you're doing pitcher plants, and pitcher plants are pretty small. So as far as like width goes, they can, but most of the time they're going to be about a foot to 18 inches max. You know, sometimes those leaves will get a little bigger. Yeah. But again, that's what we suggest. Yeah. That's what we suggest.
That'll work.
And it will work. Yeah, I mean, we do it at Bloomers.
Right?
And that, again, it's just an easy thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't want to overextend it. Like, you know, those pipes you're probably going to have to cut because they probably come in a standard width. But I think, you know, at any of the Lowe's Depot, even your local hardware store, that Ace, they'll cut them.
Oh, yeah.
They'll cut them to size for you, sure. So you don't have to go home with like a, you know, 10-foot pipe or something sticking out of your car.
Yeah.
But in any case, that will work, and that's my suggestion.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah, and we've had it work for us.
Yeah, so it's a tried and true.
There you go. Yeah. All right, I'm getting my gardening back, my hat back on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to be back in the garden with Jiminy Cricket. Uh-oh. Right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to Bloomers
Welcome
the Garden.
Back
so,
here.
What's bugging you?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. What's bugging me are crickets. Oh, my God. I was playing, I had a broom, and it was at night, and that crickets want to come indoors at night, and it was in my garage, and I was playing like cricket hockey, you know, with the broom, trying to get the darn cricket out of the garage, because, like, that's, a, you know, you go out, and all of a sudden you hear, cricket, you know, and, oh, my gosh, I hate that.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so
that, they
the
eat
already.
Stuff, too. And, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is it because you cut all the
all my hedges down? Yeah, no. They're just You're they just do that this now. Time of the year, just okay. like stink bugs.
Yeah,
stink bugs. They're looking they're for right a there. Place to stay. And did you know that they leave a pheromone trail from when they were there the year before? That's why it always seems like you know.
Back.
I thought, is this the same stink bug I thought I threw in the toilet? You know, where all of a sudden it's back. But what happens? Is that the other stink bugs that they follow that trail and end up between the folds of your curtains.
Oh, no wonder.
Anyway, but here, crickets. Jiminy Cricket's cute.
Yes,
okay,
he is.
All
yes,
right.
He is.
What Disney movie was Jiminy the Cricket in? Oh you're never going to get this.
I can't get that one.
Brett, do you know? Jiminy Cricket, what Disney movie was
Pinocchio.
He got it. Pinocchio.
And September 8th, they come out with a live version of Pinocchio.
Really?
Yep.
How about
coincidence?
That?
I think not.
I don't know. Well, I don't think that's exactly right. So Disney, we'd like to have money for a plug. anyway, trying to control a host of insects now from grubs in your lawn that you'll also control some of those crickets and other pests. Besides, you'll control things like fleas and ticks, and you're trying to clean up things not only for this year but also for next spring, next year. So it would be a great idea if you went out and you put down an insect control on your lawn and around your landscape. Okay. And most of the time we're talking thrins, right? Deltamethrin. Mm-hmm. Deltamethrin will be the active ingredient. You'll see it. Also, I know that the this high yield has a great spray, but you can put down a granular and it'll do the same thing. Wow. That in the 24-hour grub control by Bonide, that one also will control crickets and ants and chinch bugs and all different types of of insects, ticks, fleas. Okay.
Yep.
Dog scratching.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Yeah. So. Right now, start controlling those insects. If you already have some, you have to put a perimeter down and doing a spray of deltamethrin, and you'll look for an indoor version, and then that way it's made for inside. You're not don't bring the outdoor version inside.
Yeah,
please use
good.
The one that's specifically for house insect control, home pest control, something along those lines. But you want to also make sure that you're doing an application of an insecticide on your lawn and around your landscape. And again, active ingredients like eight, for instance, Bimonide. Mm-hmm. And that, remember seven, right?
Yeah.
Yep. See, eight is one better than seven.
There you go.
But it's, again, deltamethrin.
It's it again. It is one of those thrins. And again, what is a thrin, Julio?
It's insecticide, which is comes from a
synthetic pyrethrin.
Yeah,
which is based on the chemistry is based on the organic permethrin, pyrethrin that is the from a poinsettia flower. You know, my head is on poinsettias
because
we have to order poinsettias. But it's from chrysanthemum flowers. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the organic version is that it degrades with sunlight. It doesn't last that long, so you have to hit the insect for it to work. Mm-hmm. If you don't hit the insect, it generally doesn't work very well. Yeah. But the man-made version, the synthetic one, has a longer residual. Yeah, so that's the one that you want to use. If you're organic, I understand, but that's a different show.
That's it.
And that, again, go out there and treat your beds. Make sure that you're not creating an environment for pests to try to start moving into your home over the fall.
Yeah, you don't want to be like Len. He's, you know, with this.
No. I mean, they think it's Florida at my house. not this year. All right, we'll be right back in the garden after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Julio!
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we learned a lot today.
Yes, we did.
Naked ladies and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
I could see where that would be a problem.
And our two girls, Carol and Elizabeth.
That's right. All right. Well, listen, we'll be right back here in the garden next week at the same time, so make sure you join us.
That's right. Next time you visit your favorite garden center, tell them you listen to Bloomers in the Garden.
All right. We'll see you next week here in the garden.
See you in the garden.